How many of you have had a good week? How many of you have done something good this week? For yourself or someone else? Both. All right. You were supposed to do something good this week. You were supposed to go out and share who God has called you to do and be. So, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Do we pray every time we feel the Spirit? Do we share that with the world around us? Every time I feel the Spirit. This week's lectionary stuff is all about that. From Exodus, talking about Moses going to the mountain. Today on Transfiguration Sunday is Jesus and His disciples throughout the Gospels as it is shared as they go to the Mount of Transfiguration to pray. Things are happening. Things are changing. The Lord speaks. Out of the mountain, out of His mouth came fire and smoke. That should get your attention. It should got the disciples' attention. Today in Matthew's Gospel, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 9, says, 6 days later, Jesus took with Him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up the high mountain by themselves. And He was transfigured before them, and His face shone like the sun, and His clothes became dazzling white. And suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with Him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Look, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while He was speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from a cloud a voice said, This is My Son, the Beloved. With Him I am well pleased. Listen to Him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and He touched them and saying, Get up and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I think Vicki talked to the children this morning about not being afraid. Do not be afraid. And they, when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus by Himself all alone. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus said to them, Tell no one about this vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. This is the Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let